and a good Friday morning to you. Welcome into the Nick Craig Show, streaming live this morning on YouTube, Rumble, X, and Facebook. Don't forget that you can take the show with you 24/7 on demand by checking out the Nick Craig Show in your favorite podcast app. You can also listen online by visiting the website nickcraig.com. Our show this morning is brought to you in part by The Law Group. Melissa Gott and her team, visit them online at lawgroupnc.com. We'll hear more from them coming up a little bit later on this morning. Well, earlier this week, the Wilmington City Council met for their first meeting in the month of December, and that meeting also coincides with the swearing-in of members that were successful in the municipal elections, which, of course, took place about a month, actually almost exactly a month ago to today, as Democrats had a very good night across the city of Wilmington in November of 2024. And that is marks the second election cycle in a row in which Democrats have swept Republicans in the city council elections. And as of earlier this week, as of Tuesday night, the Wilmington City Council is now officially a 7-0 Democrat body. I've already voiced some of my concerns and opinion with this in the immediate aftermath of the election. I will continue to do so because I think that things are probably, unfortunately, not going to be great for the city of Wilmington moving forward. I don't think the city is going to fall into the Cape Fear River. I'm not talking about destruction and the city blowing up. That's not what I'm talking about. Talking about the fiscal position, talking about the reasonable decision-making, the pushing back on issues, that stuff's just not going to happen anymore. And that's the reality of what voters, those within the city of Wilmington, are going to have to deal with for at least the next 2 years, which will be the next time that a Republican challenger has the opportunity to jump into a city council race and get at least one seat to offer some level of diversity. And I mean, I caught this article earlier this week over at the Wilmington Star News. This was the headline: how an all-Democratic Wilmington council can offer, and then it's in quotes, diverse opinions. And I'm not going to read through the entire article over at the Star News because I don't really agree with the vast majority of it. But the crux of the article is, well, even though it's a 7-0 Democrat board, and even though Democrats are in full control, they're probably all not going to agree on the exact same thing. So there's likely to be some level of diversity. I mean, right here, despite being a single party council, members and political experts expect a diversity of opinion and lively discussion. Lively discussion, maybe. But when we talk about diversity of opinion, who is going to be the one pushing back on a major tax increase? Who? Mayor Sappho? I mean, I've made this point before. I think I know I've made it privately. I don't know if I've said it publicly. Bill Sappho, Mayor Sappho, is now the most conservative person by a country mile on the Wilmington City Council. He is by far the most conservative person from an ideological standpoint. So what's the diversity going to look like? Some council members want to raise property taxes by 25% and others only want to do it by 15%. Does that meet the barrier of diversity of opinion? Is that going to fit the mold of, oh yeah, it's diverse thought? I mean, they all don't agree that it should be 25%. Some of them say it should be a little bit less, or hell, maybe some say it should be a little bit more. I don't really classify that as diversity of opinion, which, by the way, the voters of Wilmington, the city of Wilmington, those in the geographic city, spoke. And I'm totally fine with that. I don't like the results. I'm not super thrilled with the outcome, but the voters spoke. I do think, however, it is a little eyebrow-raising, maybe a little head-scratching, to try and play this out as if, even though everybody's on the same party, on the same side, all 7 of the members now, including the mayor, are registered Democrats, that there's going to be some diversity of opinion. There probably isn't going to be. Let's not try and force a square peg into a round hole on this issue. You are going to have the exclusive Democrat control, which, you know, even before this election, Democrats outnumbered Republicans 5-2. All you had was Councilman Rivenbark and Councilman Waddell. So even before this was said and done, even before the election a month ago, Democrats already essentially controlled. I mean, they did. They controlled council. Charlie and Luke, they fought battles. They'd be the ones bringing up the concerns over tax increases and government spending and so on and so forth. And that's gone. And I'm going to be honest with you, and I hope the words that are about to come out of my mouth, I hope I am proven wrong on this. I would look forward to coming on the air 4, 6, 8, 12 months from now and tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I was dead wrong, but I don't think I'm going to be. I don't believe that you're going to have those conversations anymore. I think the lively discussions that the Wilmington Star News is pointing out in this article, the diversity of opinion that the Wilmington Star News is pointing out in this article, is not really going to materialize any way in which they say. Is there going to be, by definition, diversity of thought? Yeah, of course there will be. There's 7 individual people on there. Every single one of them is going to have a little bit of a different way to handle something. I'm not oblivious that these people are, I don't think these people are robots. I don't think that they're all in unison going to feel the exact same way about every single issue. I don't believe that's the case at all. But who, from a conservative standpoint, who's going to be the voice of reason? Probably Mayor Saffo. But, I mean, the reality is he don't have the votes. You've got, at this point in time, a very progressive Wilmington City Council. I don't use that as a derogatory term. I use it as an ideological term. You have a progressive city council. Celette Andrews is a progressive. David Joyner is a progressive. Chiquima Clinton-Quintana is a progressive. Cassidy Santaguida, progressive. J.C. Lyle, I don't know that I'd go full-throated and call her a progressive. She's a Democrat, sure. And even same thing with Kevin Spears. While I don't agree with the vast majority of the things that Kevin does or the vast things, I don't know that I'd call him a full-throated progressive either. I just don't think I would. And so you've got a progressive control now on the Wilmington City Council. And I also mentioned Bill Saffo is not, by current political definitions, a progressive. He's just not. Not saying that I love everything that he does. I'm not saying I'm in favor of a Democrat control, but there is a difference between your kind of older school Democrat, which Mayor Saffo would fall into, and this new wave of the progressive wing of the Democrat Party. I mean, there is a clear difference, and we're going to hear, I'm not going to give a lot of feedback, I want you to hear the words, we're going to hear from all 3 of the new members, J.C. Lyle, Cassidy Santaguida, Chiquima Clinton-Quintana, we'll hear from all of them this morning. They all spoke after being sworn in by Deb Butler, of all freaking people, at the city council meeting, arguably the most ineffective and useless member of the North Carolina General Assembly. If you are a person, which a lot of people that live in the city of Wilmington, if you live in House District 18, you, for all intents and purposes, have no representation in Raleigh, North Carolina, because your representative in Deb Butler does not introduce legislation and does not get anything accomplished. But of course, she was here to swear in 3 progressive members, or at least 2, maybe 3 progressive members of the Wilmington City Council. So the meeting took place on Tuesday night of this week. I just haven't had a chance to get to it yet. We've been so slammed with news. And before the new members were sworn in, the members that were unsuccessful in re-election, that would be Clifford Barnett and Luke Waddell. Charlie Rivenbark did not run for re-election. He'd served on the Wilmington City Council for 30 years now, since the mid-90s. All 3 of them had the opportunity to speak in front of the council. There was a little podium set up in front, and they had the opportunity to speak and to provide some insight, some advice, speak to the public, speak to their current fellow council members, the 3 new members that are coming on. And there was some insightful information in there. So I've got a couple of clips from Charlie, a couple of clips from Luke, and then we'll get into the comments from the 3 new members of the Wilmington City Council. And there was obviously a lot of honor and respect paid to Charlie Rivenbark, who, again, has been a member of the Wilmington City Council now for 30 years. It's a long 30 years, a long time to do anything. It certainly is a hell of a long time to be in public office, especially when your term is not, you know, it's not, we're not talking about a Senate term where you're running every 6 years. You're running every 4 years on Wilmington City Council. And Charlie has done that every 4 years for the last 30 years. He has been an integral part in the growth and the change that has come to the city of Wilmington. Now, I know a lot of folks want to gripe and complain and bitch and moan about, oh, Wilmington's too packed now. There's too many people. There's too much traffic. I want to go back to the 90s. Growth comes. Growth happens. The question is, how do you manage it? How do you deal with it? And somebody like Charlie Rivenbark was one of the driving forces in continuing to grow our communities. And I'll just say this, from the irony in all of this, all of the people that are complaining about growth, many of them who have just moved here, love all of the shops, love all of the restaurants, love all of the stores that are available in Wilmington, yet somehow think that those places would exist if there wasn't a large enough population for those restaurants, those shops, those stores to exist. So without further ado, let's hear from Wilmington City Councilman, now a former Wilmington City Councilman, Charlie Rivenbark, as he spoke to his fellow council members at the council meeting on Tuesday night.
I first want to thank my family for being here. I've got my sons, their mother, my sister, brother-in-law, my brother and favorite sister-in-law. And I saw my two nieces and a great nephew come in a moment ago. So thank you for getting out on this kind of raw evening to come down here for this. I deeply appreciate it. This is, I'm old news. It would be real old news in about an hour, I guess. But the real show tonight is these wonderful folks that have prevailed in the recent election and are going to be guiding our city, along with the Kevin Spears and Salette and David Joyner and, of course, our mayor. I'm reminded of a comment that Harry Truman made when he first got elected to Congress. He said, the first 6 months, I tried to figure out how I got there. He said, in the second 6 months, I tried to figure out how the hell everybody else got there. And when you get elected to this, it's kind of like you're looking for somebody to kind of take your hand and lead you along, and they do. The staff is very good, and then you have people that have been there already, and you learn as you go. It's not something that you automatically know what you're doing the day you come in. If you're smart, you let them kind of help you along.
That's a very the final closing sentence on that right there is one of my major takeaways from Charlie's comments. I mean, you've got these three new members. My opinions on them have not changed at all since before the election, immediately after Election Day, or right now. My opinions have not changed. None of the three have ever been involved in government before. They've never been an elected official. And what Charlie just said right there at the end is key. If you're smart, you'll let the staff, you'll let your fellow council members get you up to speed, help you in the process of transitioning from, you know, private citizen life into being an elected official. Those are some very, very wise words from Charlie Rivenbark. If you're smart, you'll take their lead. You'll follow through with them. You'll work with them to get caught up to speed. Some wise words, some more from council member Charlie Rivenbark.
I've had several interviews in the last 72 hours, and one of the first things people ask me is, what are some of the things you're proud of that you did? And I said, this building. This building is probably the best buy that's ever been had in this county, for sure. And it'll serve the citizens for another 7,500 years, and it's beautiful. We think we did a good job. Parking deck, two pieces of property, and a 371,000 square foot building. So we're very proud of that. This is something I'm proud of, and the pavilion right behind it is something that everybody gets to use. Our Cross City Trail, we're such a bikeability, walkability town, and we're really going great guns trying to expand that, and we are.
That's Charlie Rivenbark at Tuesday's Wilmington City Council meeting, as he determined after 30 years it was time to pass the torch and roll off of City Council. He did not run for re-election in 2025, giving up his seat after a little more than 30 years. These were Charlie's final comments in leaving council.
I told somebody earlier tonight, they said, how you feel? I said, I feel like I'm attending my own wake. It's with mixed emotions that I leave here. I've done this for a third of my life, and I'm very proud to leave the city in the shape that it's in. I see Tony Caudill standing back there, my former city manager, and Tony and the manager before him, Sterling Cheatham. We did some great things during COVID, when other places were laying people off and putting people on furlough. The city of Wilmington, we never put anybody out. Everybody kept working. But now I leave you all. We have a shiny new city manager. We have an excellent city attorney. Our Chief Zudema in the back and his lovely wife, Jenna. We just couldn't be leaving you in better shape. You couldn't design it any better than the way this council has done it. And that's one thing I'm most proud of. God bless you. Thank you.
And as you just hear there in the closing comments from Charlie, Councilmember Rivenbark, the city is not without issue. It's not what I'm saying. And I don't believe he's saying it either. There are issues, absolutely. There are things that need to be fixed. There are things that need to be tweaked, sure. But overall, top line, across the board, frustrations and concerns withheld. The city of Wilmington, the city itself, the structure, the government, is in pretty good shape right now. It is. Yes, there's been some tax increases. We've talked about that. It's frustrating for those that live in the city. I completely understand. I'm not trying to admonish your frustration in any way, shape, or form. I'm not. But in terms of the city of Wilmington, it is in pretty damn good shape right now. And as you just heard from Charlie, the best thing that I could do is leave it in that position. It goes back to the old campground fallacy. You always leave a campground either the same or better than when you went there and started camping. You don't leave your cans and trash and garbage all over the campsite. You don't do that. You leave it better than it was when you got there. It's something they teach in Boy Scouts. I mean, it's not a new concept at all. And Charlie believes that that is what he has done with the city of Wilmington over 30 years. And I think you'd be hard-pressed to argue that right now where the city sits, again, are there issues? Absolutely. Are there serious discussions that need to be had? Absolutely. Crime continues to be an issue. No question. Homelessness continues to be an issue. There's problems, sure. But from zoom all the way out, the 40,000-foot view, the city of Wilmington as a whole is in pretty good shape right now. And the question is, with now a 7-0 Democrat city council, will that stay the same? Or do we start trending towards a Charlotte, a Raleigh, God forbid, a freaking Asheville, where the city is not in good shape, where you've got major, big-time issues that are being caused due to the political ideology of those sitting on the council? That remains to be seen. But I can promise you that the city sure as hell is not going to get any more conservative in the next 2 years. If you're a taxpayer in the city, I can promise you your taxes aren't going down. I can guarantee that is not going to happen. And so some wise words there and some great commentary from Councilman Charlie Rivenbark. Appreciate his work over literally 30 years. He says a third of his life serving on the Wilmington City Council. We greatly appreciate that. And he's done a lot of really, really good work over that period of time and really was at the helm during what can only be described as a major transformative time within the Wilmington City Council. Looking at Wilmington in the mid to late 90s compared to where we are here now in 2025, it is a vastly different area. And Charlie was one of the individuals responsible for overseeing that and making sure that was done in a sufficient and in a good manner. Now, Wilmington City Councilman Luke Waddell does not have and did not have 30 years worth of experience on council. He only had the opportunity to serve one consecutive term. But in that 4-year period of time, for those that followed me on the radio here in Wilmington and have been a longtime follower of me, we've talked a lot about Councilman Waddell. He's joined us a lot. We've talked to him a lot. He's fought a lot of battles, whether it's homelessness, whether it's crime, whether it's increase in taxes. In many cases, he is, the one that is really spearheading those efforts, making it the public show so that the public can get engaged and say, oh, hold on a second. You're talking about jacking up our taxes? You're talking about allowing uncontrolled crime within the city? Luke has done a very good job utilizing social media and other platforms to bring these discussions to the public, because the reality is, and it pains me to say this, but people are just not engaged in government. They're not. I mean, the Wilmington City Council, the New Hanover County Commission, the Board of Education, all of them meet every single month. I watch these videos. I watch these meetings on YouTube where they all live stream. Outside of this meeting, which had a packed crowd due to new members being sworn in, there's really most of the time, not that many people there, and maybe a couple dozen watching on YouTube. That's it. You've got the city of Wilmington with its population, and in any given Wilmington City Council meeting, you've probably got about 100 people in total that are engaged in the meeting. Now, when you've got a more fiery, hot topic, yeah, sure, there's a lot more people there. But a regular council meeting in the middle of the year when there's no firebrand issue, couple dozen people watching online and a smattering in the crowd in public. And so one of the important jobs for somebody like Councilman Waddell and somebody like Councilman Rivenbark, especially being in the opposition 5-2, is to bring these things to light, to provide the public kind of a real-time play-by-play as to what the hell is going on. And so this is some of the comments here from Councilman Waddell.
Before anything else, I do want to just, because you know he wouldn't do it, I want to begin by just taking a couple minutes to recognize Charlie Rivenbark. For more than 2 decades, 6 terms, Charlie served the city with resolve, with grit, with humility. 4 years ago when I ran, no one knew who I was, and he would come up to me at the polls, and when people were shaking his hand, come up to him, he'd say, you need to vote for this guy, you need to vote for Luke Waddell. And you know, if I'd had you at the polls every day, I might not be giving the speech right now. But he's in every sense the epitome of service to his country, serving in Vietnam, and to his city, having dedicated nearly half a lifetime to the city of Wilmington. Everybody knows, we're all familiar with Charlie's repertoire of euphemisms. I call them Charlie-isms. He's got a book of them. But when I first took office, he offered me 2 pieces of wisdom that'll probably be good for a few of you here tonight. The first was, do you have a dog? And when I said, yeah, I have a dog, he said, good, because some nights you're going to come home and the only thing in the entire city of Wilmington that loves you will be that dog. So I don't think my golden retriever Moultrie is watching tonight, but thank you, because that was true on more than one occasion. And the second, he said, remember, you're not as great as everyone says you are. He says, but you ain't as bad as they think you are either. And Charlie, those words help anchor me during some long nights, some long meetings when everybody was mad at me, including you a couple times. And I just want to thank you for that guidance and your humor and your example of what it looks like to be a true servant leader. The city owes you a debt of gratitude, and I certainly do as well. So I just want to take a minute and say that.
Thank you.
As my last meeting as a member of the Wilmington City Council, I want to begin by saying thank you for trusting me with this responsibility. Serving the people of Wilmington has been truly one of the greatest honors of my life. As the mayor said, I didn't realize I was that tight, but I guess I was pretty tight telling the paper clips. But it's always been important to me to watch out for your money, for your tax dollars, and to make sure that they were being spent wisely. Focus on public safety, focus on the core values and the core things, services that the city runs on, responsible growth and infrastructure, protecting the character of this city. I didn't get everything right, and I certainly didn't win every battle. But I'll stand here tonight and say with complete honesty, I enjoyed every minute of these last 4 years. It was truly a gift. I tried to lean into the hard issues. I tried to ask difficult questions. Drove staff crazy, apologies about that. But I always tried to vote for what I felt was right, and even when sometimes it wasn't easy or popular. Sometimes that meant being a no vote, sometimes it meant pushing for compromise, sometimes it just meant fighting for a better deal for the public that we all did up here. But it always, to me, meant approaching this role with honesty and with principle. Tonight, As I vacate this seat, Wilmington enters a new chapter. Congratulations to each of you, JC and Cassidy, Chikima. You guys ran wonderful campaigns.
And it does, in fact, transition into a brand new time, as I've been mentioning, a 7-0 Wilmington City Council going forward, all Democrat control. And Councilman Waddell had some words for these new council members, some advice from his experience now having served a full term, 4 full years on the city council.
I want to just offer something that is not a criticism at all, but I believe it's perspective that I feel compelled to share. City council is by design nonpartisan. And the intent, as I've always understood it, is to cultivate a diversity of thought at this dais, to make room for various different viewpoints, different experiences, and different approaches to solving problems. I think Wilmington is best served when a variety of voices help shape what guides our community. And the truth is, this city is made up of a lot of people who see the world differently. Republicans, Democrats, Independents, Libertarians, a lot of people who don't think in partisan terms whatsoever. People of faith, young families, retirees, small business owners, you know the makeup of this city. Who are worried about taxes, growth, safety, neighborhood character, and whether their kids are, affordability, whether their kids are going to be able to live here when they grow up. All of them deserve representation. And a nonpartisan body like this, I think, works best when it remembers why that structure exists in the first place. It's to make sure no single lens becomes the only lens, not to become myopic. Not because there's any bad intentions, but because diversity of thought leads to better outcomes for an organization. Stronger decisions in a city ultimately that works together despite its differences. Most of the issues that we face, luckily, aren't partisan anyway. A pothole doesn't have an R or a D next to it. Our issues are practical, about problem solving, good management, and advocating for the people. If we stay focused on that, which I'm sure we will, then Wilmington will continue to move in the right direction. So, to my colleagues, I just want to say thank you. Bill, you're a legend. You're a legend. And you've done a great job of, as a new councilman, including me, and I know you guys will all feel this as well, including you instantly into what's going on in this city. I could be a real pain sometimes, and he never tried to circumvent me, always told me what was going to happen, even if he knew, we were going to butt heads about it. You have got, even when I was mad at him, even when I wanted to ram my head against the wall, I loved him because he's just so daggone lovable. And that is a gift that not many people have.
Thank you, man.
Appreciate the city is better because you're in it.
Thank you.
And I appreciate
that.
Your leadership.
Thank you.
Start down here. Kevin, I admire you as well. I mean, you stand your ground. We've had a couple battles up here. Not too many, but a couple. Sillette, you're a force, ambitious and doing the homework and reading up on everything that needs to be read up on. David, also agree, breath of fresh air. He was my seatmate, which is probably not fun for him, but I had a good time. Also, just so well-read, so even-keeled, probably a great poker player because I never knew where his head was at on something until we went to a vote. And then, of course, Charlie, I've already said a lot about you. Clifford, man, really enjoyed the 4 years we got to work together and the work that you did. Truly a man of God and someone that I admire. To our city staff, can't name you all, but thank you for your professionalism, your expertise, your patience, especially your patience with me during budget cycles and budget meetings. Laura, I think I saw you back there somewhere. Y'all are the continuity of this government. The work you do goes unseen a lot of times, but it never goes unappreciated. The men and women of the Wilmington Police Department and the Wilmington Fire Department, I tried to always advocate for you. I'll continue to do so, not in this role. I think it's very important that this council champions you every chance that we get. Thank you for the service that you bring to this city. To the people of Wilmington, thank you for allowing me to serve you. Whether you supported me or not, you challenged me, you reached out to me, you grounded me, and ultimately you made me a better man, and I thank you for that. Finally, to my family, who were not here tonight, Amanda and our two boys, Luke Jr. and Sterling. Luke Jr. is sick tonight, he's 2.5, and Sterling's 6 months old. Thank you. Thank you for your sacrifice. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for your love. Late nights, the sometimes public criticisms, the missed dinners. You carried more of that burden than I think anybody will ever know, and I really am truly looking forward to this next season of our lives together. I leave this seat with no regrets. I'm full of gratitude for the opportunity the city has afforded me. And while my time here was maybe a little shorter than I wanted, I'm not stepping away from Wilmington. I'll continue to invest here, continue to raise my family here, and try and be helpful wherever I can in this community to make it better. My hope for Wilmington hasn't changed since the first day I took office. We commit ourselves to a cleaner, safer, more prosperous Wilmington, and that we have the courage and the leadership to make it a reality. Thank you so much for the privilege of serving. It's truly been my honor.
Those are some very powerful and strong words there from Wilmington City Councilman Luke Waddell. A couple different parts of that I want to break down. You know, he talked about this fact that the city of Wilmington and its government by default is a nonpartisan office. I mean, if you voted back in November, you would not have seen an R or a D next to anybody's name. It is by definition a nonpartisan office. However, everybody on the council, well, before was registered with a political party and now are all registered with the Democrat Party. And he talked about the diversity of thought. And I included this in my morning line email earlier this week. I think it was, I guess it would have been Wednesday morning because the council meeting was Tuesday night. So Wednesday morning. And by the way, if you're not signed up for that, I'd encourage you to do so. NickCraig.com/morning line, or just go to the NickCraig.com website. You'll see a place where you can subscribe. Free email delivered around 6:30 every weekday morning. I don't believe, and again, hopefully I'm wrong, but I don't believe we're going to be hearing that same level of diversity of thought coming from the council. Now, that doesn't mean that the conversation can't continue. That doesn't mean that the conversation can't take place. And I included in my Wednesday morning line email that this is an opportunity for the citizens to not only get involved, but make sure that these conversations continue. Because again, I strongly believe that what Luke just talked about, which I hope is the case, I just don't think it will be. It is important that diversity of thought, that opinion, that people challenging each other and challenging the status quo, challenging the norm, that's an important part of government. Even if you're on the losing side of an issue, which I think Luke would admit he had been on many occasions because of just the structure and the breakdown of the council, especially over the last 2 years with a 5-2 Democrat to Republican majority. And so, now that there is no Republican, no conservative leadership on the council, the public is going to have to step up big time. They're going to have to. There's no other option because you don't have a Luke. You don't have a Charlie that is going to be sitting up there during these council meetings on Tuesday nights bringing these points forward. It's going to have to be the public that brings them forward during the public comment period. And I know that going and spending 3 hours on a Tuesday night isn't the sexiest thing in the world. I get it's a huge pain in the ass. I'm fully aware, not oblivious to the commitment that it is. But my call to action for any Republican or conservative living within the bounds of the city of Wilmington is you've got to start showing up to these meetings. You've got to be a voice pushing back on this stuff. Is it going to change the outcome? Probably not. In most cases, I would say no, it's not. But somebody's got to be bringing these things to light. Somebody's got to be pushing back on this stuff. We are going to watch, as we have in the past for years now, watching local government meetings, city council, county commission, board of education, watching these things really close. And there is now going to be, at least from my vantage point, an even bigger vested interest in what's going on at the Wilmington City Council, because we're not going to have that voice to push back on that stuff and speak for the conservatives and the Republicans, of which there are thousands that live within the geographical boundaries of the city of Wilmington. It's unfortunate that we're losing Luke. It's unfortunate that we're losing Charlie in those roles. Government changes. I don't think I cut the clip of it, but I believe it was Charlie, who said, you know, this is democracy. This is democracy working. And it did. Again, not thrilled with the outcome, not thrilled with the results, but Democrats and unaffiliated showed up and backed their candidates, and Republicans sat home, plain and simple. That's what the evidence, that's what the numbers, that's what the data backs up. And so now the question is, what goes on over the next 24 months until, you know, the elections in 2027 roll around. So very much, and cannot express any more gratitude to both Luke and Charlie for their service and their time on the Wilmington City Council. And for people listening in the city frustrated this morning, time to take action into your own hands. It's the only way to go. It's the only opportunity you're going to have. I'll let you know when these meetings are taking place. We'll talk about what's on the agenda. You got to start showing up to this stuff. Democrats show up to these meetings. We have played the clips over the last few months. They say the most ridiculous nonsense you can imagine. We cannot allow Democrats in the crowd and Democrats on the dais to be the only voice in the room. If we allow that, things are not going to be prosperous moving forward for the city of Wilmington. They're just not. So with that, we're going to take a quick break. We'll hear from J.C. Lyle, Chiquima Clinton-Quintana, and Cassidy Santaguida, all successful in their election bid back in November, all of them sworn into the Wilmington City Council on Tuesday night. We'll get into their comments coming up here in just a couple of minutes. But before that, I want to thank Melissa Gott and her team at The Law Group for their continued support and let you know that when legal challenges arise, put your trust in The Law Group in Wilmington. Since 2003, their experienced attorneys have provided high-quality, affordable legal services across Eastern North Carolina. Whether you're facing a divorce, navigating a real estate transaction, or maybe you're in a position where you may need a strong criminal defense, The Law Group has your back. Their dedicated team ensures your questions are answered and issues are resolved as quickly as possible. Great news, ladies and gentlemen. They're located in downtown Wilmington, whether that's for better or for worse, and just a phone call away at 910-251-6088 or visit them online at lawgroupnc.com. Give them a call, 910-251-6088 or online at lawgroupnc.com. The Law Group, experience and dedication you can rely on. We appreciate Melissa and her team for their continued support of the Nick Craig Show. All right, we'll dive into the three new members of the Wilmington City Council. Their opening comments on Tuesday's meeting coming up after this as the Nick Craig Show rolls on a Friday morning, streaming live on YouTube, Rumble, X, Facebook, and available 24/7 wherever you get your podcasts. Good Friday morning to you. Welcome back to the Nick Craig Show. Thanks for spending some time with us, whether you listen to the show live or after the fact on demand via podcast or YouTube, Rumble, any of our other platforms. As we continue our coverage this morning of a brand new Wilmington City Council, Democrats had a great night back in November, and were able to win three and sweep three seats from the Wilmington City Council, meaning that as of Tuesday night, officially, the council is now 7-0 in Democrat control. The three new members, J.C. Lyle, Cassidy Santaguida, Chiquima Clinton-Quintana, all were sworn in by Democrat Representative Deb Butler, and then had the opportunity to speak in front of the commission. So I want to play just a couple of minutes from each of them. I didn't grab their full comments. A lot of it was thanking family and friends and staff and stuff like that. So I just want to play a little bit of it. I'm not going to really comment. I want you to hear and listen. And again, we're going to keep a very close eye on this as it unfolds. Here is J.C. Lyle's comments after being sworn in Tuesday night.
A leader, of course, by definition, is nothing without a team, is nothing without a community. And so thank you to the city staff. And I look forward to working with you all even more closely. A lot of folks that I met during the campaign had gotten discouraged over the years, whatever they were discouraged about in the world, or they felt like their vote didn't matter, their efforts didn't matter. In post-COVID, it's hard sometimes to keep our spirits up. And so I wanted to share with you what keeps my spirits up when I get discouraged. And I didn't memorize my poem, but these are a few words that are commonly attributed to Mother Teresa that I thought would inspire you, because we need you. The election is over, the campaigns are over, but we still need you to stay engaged with your community. And we're so proud of all the folks that are out there on boards and donating to causes. And so we need you to keep those things going. And so this is a poem called Anyway. If you do good, people may accuse you of selfish, ulterior motives. Do good anyway. If you're successful, you'll win some false friends and some true enemies. succeed anyway. Honesty and frankness make you vulnerable. Be honest and frank anyway. What you spend years building, someone could destroy overnight. Build anyway. The good you do today, people will often forget tomorrow. Do good anyway. Give the world the best you have, and it may never be enough. But give the world the best you've got anyway. Because we don't do these things for other people, and we don't do these things to change minds, or we don't do them because of who other people are, we do them because of who we are. And so stay who you are, and continue to give your best to Wilmington. And thank you again for your trust with this amazing, amazing city.
That's J.C. Lyle and her comments after being sworn in at the Wilmington City Council meeting on Tuesday night. We'll now transition over to Democrat Chiquima Clinton-Quintana, who also had a very successful election night back about a month or so ago. Here is here's her opening comments.
Earlier today, we lost a Wilmington icon. And I stand on the words of Bertha Boykin Todd, who once said, "I refuse to accept the idea that some people are entitled to freedom and others are not."
I told myself I wasn't going to cut these clips off, but I mean, yeah, I get it. But like, that's your opening comment. You're 20 seconds into being sworn in as a council member, and that's what we're opening our comments with. Okay.
Tonight, I accept this office committed to fairness, equity,
there
and opportunity for every resident.
Equity, DEI, plain and simple. It was a large part of her campaign. Called it out. She stands on it. Equity, equal opportunity for everybody. DEI, at the absolute worst. Forcing this garbage ideology onto the citizens of the city of Wilmington, regardless of whether they like it or not.
I am filled with gratitude and humility, and I am deeply honored by the trust you have placed in me. This moment is not about one person. It is about the city that believes in what's possible when we come together with determination, purpose, and passion. Thank you to my husband, Rick, for standing with me with every step of this journey. Thank you to my family for your sacrifices, your love, and your patience. And to my twin sister, who you've all met, Shauna, I love you and thank you for always being my biggest cheerleader. To my incredible campaign team, James, I don't think he's here tonight, but I know he's watching. Marlene, Bernice, Lynn, Atiba, Nancy, thank you. You all have been incredible. To Jill and Rachel, you already know. And April, I can't forget about April Farr. You guys have been instrumental in so many things during this campaign, and I appreciate you. To every volunteer who gave countless hours with unwavering faith in this vision, I thank you from the bottom of my heart.
So that's Chiquima's opening comments. I've got another clip from her. Comments coming in on our Rumble live chat. Chiquima will be the most liberal. Can't believe she won. Yeah, you know, I think from an ideological standpoint, I think, yes, she probably is the most far left, probably the most progressive. But, and I've mentioned this on this show, I mentioned it on the Three Guys podcast that I do with Rule Sample and Ben Schottman. She is going to have laps run around her on the city council. I mean, she could barely handle herself during candidate forums. I fail to wrap my head around how she's going to perform during a fast moving, fluid Wilmington city council meeting. Obviously, she's got time to learn. She'll be on the job. She'll be in the position. I just think that the other council candidates are likely going to just run laps around her. So that might be the kind of blessing in disguise in terms of her ideology. Here's more from her.
But to my supporters, my neighbors, and every voter, I see you. I hear you. I thank you. And I promise to serve you with integrity, honesty, transparency, and hard work. And to my Sigma Sorors, I thank you because we are truly our sister's keeper. I'm committed to being the councilwoman that listens, one who learns and one who leads with compassion. And together we will continue to work to make Wilmington a city where every voice matters, where everyone has the opportunity to thrive. Thank you to the city staff. My God, y'all have no idea how much they have done already since the election. Thank you to our existing council members. I appreciate you and the role that you have played and done for so long. Charlie, I love you, man. Luke, I have the utmost respect for you. I'm trying not to hear Clifford over there by you. He's not my favorite person because he loves my twin sister more. He said, it's an inside joke, y'all. I do love Clifford. Luke, I just wanted to say thank you. I know there's this wonderful picture of the two of us and you conceding. I'm cherishing that forever, but I just want to say thank you for being so respectful and coming up to shake my hand that night, but not just my hand, the other ladies as well. Thank you. To everyone, thank you for believing in me as we work harder, respectfully, and all things towards greater service and greater progress. God bless you. Good night.
I don't even know what to make of those comments. I really don't. I'm an open-minded person. I'm willing to give everybody a shot. I hope she does well on council. I fail to see it. I really do. There's no question about it. She probably is the most progressive on council. It's just going to be, it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out, how she does in that role. I'm very curious. So that's Chiquima Clinton-Quintana, very successful election night back in November. And then finally, this is the order in which they spoke, is Cassidy Santaguida, who also had a very successful election night. These were her opening comments.
To celebrate this historic new chapter for our city, I want to start by saying thank you to my parents, Scott and Jan, for raising me to believe in the power of service and hard work. My dad spent 2 decades on staff with the city of El Paso, and he taught me what good city government can do for a community. While my mom proved that a strong woman who works hard can accomplish just about anything. Mom and Dad, I know that you all were able to enjoy your life of retirement for about 2 seconds before I pulled our family into the world of politics. So thank you for your sacrifices, your ongoing support, your encouragement, and all the free babysitting. Thanks to my daughter, Lyra, for your kindness and your patience and for inspiring me to do the work to ensure Wilmington is a city you'll always be proud to call home. Thank you to my best friend, Dory, for convincing me to move across the country and build a life and a career in a new city that I could afford. Almost a decade later...
I'm going to stop her right there. I thought that was an interesting quote from her. She's a Texas gal. That's where she came from. I think she was in Austin most recently before Wilmington. She goes, convince me to move across the country to a city I can afford. So just, I just thought that was odd phrasing. And hopefully for Cassidy Santaguida, when budget season comes around, which is going to start early next year, she will keep that in mind as she's probably going to be looking at raising taxes for those that live in the city of Wilmington. So that's hopefully something that she will hold herself to account for based on everything she said.
Career in a new city that I could afford. Almost a decade later, I'm truly honored to be in a position where I can help ensure others in our city have the same opportunity. Thank you to all of my family and friends, colleagues, supporters, volunteers, and all of the elected leaders who serve our community. I recognize that I am a single thread in the fabric of our city, and you all show me daily that commitment, hard work, and connection strengthen all of us. Finally, and most importantly, thank you to the voters who have trusted me with this opportunity to serve. I can't promise that we'll always agree on everything, but I can promise that I will put what's best for our city and everyone in it at the center of every decision I make. Now it's time for us to get to work. And with the mayor, my fellow council members, our amazing city staff, and all of you, let's make some good things happen for Wilmington.
So there is the end of Cassidy's comments there. All of these taking place at the council meeting on Tuesday. These are short comments. I don't know that I would say that I'd garner a whole lot from any of them. Most of them were, and rightfully so, thanking family and friends and those that worked on the campaign, thanking the Jill Hopman, the leader of the New Hanover County Democrat Party. It's going to be very interesting as we watch how this unfolds in terms of governance on the Wilmington City Council. Taking a look at the calendar for their next meeting, they have got a meeting coming up here in just a couple of weeks. Obviously, heading towards a interesting time of the year, right? Things kind of get real busy here. So they will be meeting coming up on January the 6th. That is their next full meeting that will be taking place. It'll be a full meeting with all of these new members. There will be the full agenda. Typically, the city council has two meetings every month, similar to the county commission, but with December being kind of as hectic as it tends to be. Only one this month that took place on Tuesday, and now you've got a full meeting coming forward on January the 6th of next year. We'll be watching that and all of these other meetings closely, and again, I'll make this statement and make this claim one more time. For conservatives and Republicans in the city of Wilmington, you have got to make it a priority for you, your family, your friends, your peers, those that are politically aligned with you. We have got to get people out at these city council meetings because there is nobody on council, as I've mentioned, nobody on council that is going to push back against some of the nonsense that we're likely to see. I hope I'm wrong. I hope we don't. But I feel very strongly in my conviction that we are going to see some not great things coming forward for the city of Wilmington. And there's got to be somebody that can push back. It's not going to be the council. Your voices and your vote or your voices and your concern may fall on deaf ears, but you've got to bring some public attention to it. So as we transition into 2026, We'll keep you up to date with those meetings, look at the agendas, watch the meetings, and keep track of this. And Colin is commenting in on our X feed live this morning saying, have we ever found a city completely controlled by Democrats that improves? It's a great, great question, Colin. And unfortunately, I don't know that I can find, off the top of my head, I can come up with an example of a city controlled exclusively by Democrats with no diversity of thought, with no diversity of opinion in any substantial way that improves. Look at Charlotte right now. It's a freaking disaster. Raleigh, same stuff. Asheville, I mean, good Lord. You want to have a good time? Maybe you want to have a depressing time? Maybe that's a more accurate way to put it. You want to be real depressed? Put on a Buncombe County Board of Commissioners meeting or an Asheville City Council meeting. It is the most insane, ludicrous stuff that you can possibly imagine. You've got members wearing COVID masks during the meetings. You can't hear them. You've got the most insane public comments that you can ever imagine. That is, unfortunately, what is probably heading over to the city of Wilmington, unless the public decides that they want to make their voice heard and stand up. And somebody, I put out these comments earlier this week on social media, the same thing that I mentioned today. You know, people have got to show up for this stuff. And of course, a lot of backlash from so-called conservatives, so-called Republicans about how this is truly the Republicans' fault, so on and so forth. It's just laughable by people that are not involved in the process, don't attempt to be involved in the process whatsoever, lecturing everybody else as to what has to be done on this. You know, one of the reasons and one of the things that I have always kind of prided myself in, and some folks have said it's bad for potentially my career, but I disagree with it, is being actively involved in the political process. I was out at early voting. I attend events for candidates. I go to fundraisers. I go to town halls and Q&As and things of that nature. Why? Because you get a different read on things when you're actually sitting in the room versus posting on Facebook about it or bitching and complaining on Signal about it 24/7. You get a very different view. And it's one of the things that I believe has helped me in my position to be able to analyze and discuss these issues is due simply to the fact that I've been part of this process. And so when I tell you that, oh, you need to show up to the Wilmington City Council meeting, you got to show up to a New Hanover County Commission meeting, it's not like I've never been there before. Like, this stuff is important. And so say a prayer for the city of Wilmington as we head into 2026. I hope I am dead wrong about this, and I will have no problem coming on here and telling you that I was dead wrong and things are trending in the right direction. I just have seen too many experiences, too many other places like the city of Wilmington that have taken, Democrats have taken complete control of. And the outcome to the post on X, or the question on X this morning from Colin, have we seen a Democrat, completely controlled Democrat city that's improved? No, I don't think we have, at least not in modern history in North Carolina. So that is what we're going to keep an eye on, and we'll continue to bring it to you and continue those calls for action right here on the Nick Craig Show. Well, the weather looks less than ideal this weekend, as we've got a lot of holiday events. The city of Wilmington Christmas parade taking place on Sunday downtown. A bunch of other Christmas events all throughout the weekend. Rain are going to be pretty persistent, at least through the vast majority of the day today. Rain showers pretty much all day. It's been raining since early this morning. And looking at the forecast here for your first full weekend in December, less than ideal today. 49 degrees, 100% chance of rain. Saturday, same thing. High 40s for the temperatures, a 60% chance of rain. Fortunately, those rain odds go down as we head into Sunday or Sunday and Monday, but temperatures are going to be in the 40s and 50s over the next couple of weeks. Maybe a little bit of a warm-up as we head towards the latter and end of next week. We'll keep you up to date with the forecast right here on the Nick Craig Show. All right, that's going to do it for a Friday edition. Thanks for spending another week with us here on the Nick Craig Show. And thanks to the Law Group here in Wilmington for their continued support. For any legal questions or concerns, visit their website, lawgroupnc.com. The Nick Craig Show streams live weekday mornings, 7 a.m., YouTube, Rumble, X, Facebook, and is available 24/7 wherever you get your podcasts. Have a great weekend. We're back with you Monday morning right here on the Nick Craig Show.